Muse, Cincinnati's award-winning women's choir, presents their spring concert entitled Phenomenally Woven, and it includes a world premiere. Artistic director Rhonda Giuliano fills us in. Welcome back, Rhonda.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
First of all, congratulations on Muse's being named Best Vocal Arts Group by the readers of City Beat.
Thank you. That was a wonderful surprise. We're enjoying that.
And well, you should. Well, let's talk about the world premiere. It's very exciting.
Yes, our spring concert is called Phenomenally Woven, and what we are most excited about is the premiere of our newly commissioned piece by Rosefany Powell, and it's based on the poem Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. We're very excited about this piece. The title of the piece is now called Phenomenally, and the text is powerfully written. It's a bit sassy. Rosefany skillfully puts it to music with a sassy flair as only Rosefany can do. And it's rhythmic, it's animated, and it's full of zest. So we're excited to premiere this piece.
How difficult was it to get permission from the estate of Maya Angelou?
It was difficult. They don't release her poems freely, and we had to go through some hoops, and we were granted only 5 performances of this particular poem. And after that, we renegotiate with the composer, Rosefany.
So this is an opportunity to hear one of the very few performances of it.
It is.
Well, tell us about what else is on the program.
Well, the title is Phenomenally Woven, and our songs will highlight phenomenal women and how women are woven together in history and in making our world a better place. The word phenomenally obviously comes from phenomenal woman, but the part that says woven comes from a piece that we will be singing entitled Somos Tejedores. Somos Tejedores is an improvisational piece brought to us by Rhiannon, who is an artist who specializes in improvisation, movement, and storytelling. The text is a Spanish text that literally translates weaving together, woven together, circled by the golden threads we dance, moved by the rhythms we harvest from our souls. We are the women who glow brilliant, dancing as we weave.
And Rhiannon herself was one of the original members of Bobby McFerrin's Voicestra, so that
yes.
Gives you an idea of the kind of performer she is.
Extremely talented woman. Other pieces that we are featuring, 1,000 Grandmothers is one of my favorites from way back. Holly Near talks about the ancient women who lend their loving ear and talks about the lullaby is much stronger than bombs and threats to kill and the force unlike we've never seen. It breaks the murder's will. Another example of how women and grandmothers often are the soothers of the soul, even in the midst of turmoil and war. So I particularly like that piece and think it's appropriate for this concert.
And going on from there, you've got another premiere. Is that right?
We do. We actually have 3 commissioned pieces, 2 which will be premiered on this particular concert. One is Phenomenally. The other one is entitled Power Lines, written by Kayla Pearson, a young composer, and it is based on Denise Levertov's poem, Beginners. We're calling it the Kathy Roma Commissioned, because as you know, Kathy Roma retired 3 years ago. And in honor of Kathy, Gala Choruses and Muse has put in place a women's commission. And this piece, Power Lines, is the result of that first commission that will be premiered on this concert. Kathy Roma she only selected pieces that really were meaningful and the texts were meaningful, which is the tradition of Muse now. And the text talks about we have only begun to love the earth. We've only begun to imagine the fullness of life. And how could we tire of hope? It's such a fitting text, especially for this commissioned piece. The other commission we've done is also by Rosefany called There is a Place, which is basically the same text. Well, mercy and justice and peace, when will all those fit together and when will we live by those?
That text comes from Psalm 84, I believe.
Yes, it does. In alignment with 1,000 Grandmothers, going back to the grandmothers and the mothers theme, we sing a piece called Music in My Mother's House. This is a beautiful text about the memory of mothers and the music that was played in our homes and how important music has played in our homes, which brings us to another very important mother, which is our Mother Earth. And we're tying in Earth by Imogen Heap and the importance of taking care of our Earth. We depend so much on our Earth and what it provides to us and how we need to be mindful of the Earth.
There are two performances, and where are they going to be?
They're going to be at Walnut Hills High School Auditorium on June 4th and 5th, Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
And there's plenty of free parking, right?
Lots of free parking, a wonderful auditorium.
In the time we have remaining, I wanted to speak about the fact that Muse doesn't get a summer vacation after this after this concert, because you mentioned the five performances that Phenomenally is going to get, and one of those is going to be at a very important venue. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is going to be in Denver at the Performing Arts Center. There's a music festival that happens every 4 years called the Gala Music Festival. About 7,000 singers will converge upon Denver. It's the Gala Choruses Conference and Music Festival. GALA stands for Gay and Lesbian Association of Choruses, and we are delighted to be participating in that festival. It's going to be happening over the July 4th weekend and into that week.
Muse is really a rock star there, isn't it?
Music is one of the first women choruses that ever participated and promoted women choruses in that organization. And it's always a privilege to be there. And I am excited. This will be my first festival conducting Muse, Cincinnati Women's Chorus.
So that's great.
It's going to be a real honor for me.
There's always a tradition in a Muse chorus where alumni come back and where kids of the chorus members perform.
You're absolutely correct. Every spring concert, we bring on stage our alumni who are present, and we sing a song together, and we feature our Muse kids, which are the children of the women of Muse.
Well, it's an exciting program, and I'm so glad you're here with us. Rhonda Giuliano is Artistic Director of Muse, Cincinnati's Women's Choir. They perform Saturday and Sunday, June 4th and 5th at Walnut Hills High School Auditorium. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.
You said to call on your name, and I'm calling. You said to trust in your word, and I'm trusting. You said to lean on your arm, and I'm leaning, I'm stepping out on your word. You said you'd be my protection, my only and glorious Savior, my beautiful rose of Sharon.